My name is Alyssa.
Hi, my name is Jamie.
Hi, my name is Elsa.
Hi, my name is Claire.
Hi, I'm Becky Bartle, and I am with the PTA, and I'm the coordinator for this year's Project Learning Fair. The Sawtooth Mountain Learning Project Fair is about getting the kids in the elementary school to try some projects on their own or at school that will help expand their knowledge. The project fair covers a whole range of topics, including like art and music and math, and of course the typical science projects. The project fair is a really important activity for the PTA, and it's one that we have sponsored for a number of years. It's a really fun exchange of ideas, and it's just fun to see all the energy and the different things that the kids come up with to study and learn about.
I like the project fair because it gives a chance for kids to experience some fun and create new ideas.
In the last couple of years, there was a project that was really cool because it had race cars, like toy cars, and then someone built a volcano, and they had the cars go up a ramp, and the volcano squirted out fake lava, and then a car went up with the lava, and then it landed on the other part of the ramp.
One was on frogs, and they would have them in different containers, and they would like give them different things to change their environment, like maybe have less humidity or something, to see if it would change the frogs. And it was pretty cool just because they put a lot of thought into it.
The neatest project I ever saw was one that you actually dip your hand into cold water and you would hold them there as long as you could, and then they would see like what would happen to your hands.
The Project Learning Fair is scheduled for Thursday, May 10th, and the kids will be setting up their projects early in the morning, and then throughout the day the classrooms will get to look at it. But from 3 to 4 is when we open up the fair to the community. And that's the chance for everybody to come in and see the amazing things that the kids have come up with. The PTA is still looking for some folks to help with running the project fair, people to help out on the day of the fair and maybe to help do a little bit of publicity beforehand. If someone's interested in helping with the project fair, they can get in touch with me. I'm Becky Bartle, and my number is 387-1406, or they can email me at drbartle, B-A-R-T-O-L, at boreal.org.
Even if you're, like, in kindergarten, you can still do this. It's still going to be, you know, something you want to do. I mean, maybe you could, you know, get a ribbon, and, you know, you can have fun, and everybody can see your project and say good job. So it doesn't matter what age you are, you're always going to be welcome.
You could do anything. You could do it from science to fashion, or you could do it about food or about animals. And it's really fun because you can get ideas like, I think I should experience this at home. I think I should experiment with these different things. And it's really fun, and I think everyone should do it, even if you're young, even if you're older. It doesn't matter because it's super fun.
The Learning Project Fair is really just all about learning. We don't judge them, and it's not a competition, but everybody that participates does get a certificate or a ribbon because we want to encourage that participation, not necessarily make it a competition. What I really want to get across is that it is a community event, and that it is so much more exciting for the kids to have a lot of people come in and see what it is they've done. I've watched kids as they come into the project fair, you know, grab an adult or a community person or someone they know and drag them over to their project to show them what they've done. And so it really makes it a much more special event the more participation we can get from the community.
For North Shore Community Radio,
thanks for listening to Sawtooth Mountain Elementary School News.